You have your Bible. Turn with us to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. The Bible says, O foolish Galatians, verse 1, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, that are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that minister to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through the faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth nor addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and the seeds as of many, but as of one, and that thy seed which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant was that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then, serve the law, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by the angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up with under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according, watch this, to the promise. Amen. I want to preach just a little while this evening on this thought, the fulfillment of the promise. Amen. The fulfillment of the promise. Now, we looked last Wednesday night, and we looked at Paul's life, and Paul said it in Romans chapter 7. Paul says, now listen, said, it's through justification, but justification is not a means and a license to sin. But Paul said, we all sin and we come short of the glory of God. And we all need help, amen, so that we don't sin against God, so that we can bring glory to His name. And he's telling the Galatians here, and proceeding on with this, he said, yeah, you've got started in something good. He said, there's nowhere to quit now. Amen. He said, don't back up. Don't be dissuaded. He said, but just keep pressing on and looking up. Amen. Amen. We keep looking up because we're expecting a promise. I want to say, children of God, today, we ought to all be looking up all the time. expect until Jesus comes. He said that no foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. He said, you know good and well that Jesus Christ came. He lived, he died on the cross. He was crucified. Amen. And he said, who's bewitched you and told you to say something different? That's not substantial enough to save you from your sins. He says, this only will I learn of you, receive ye spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. He said, how did you get saved? How'd you get in? Amen. You didn't get in by your works. Amen. You can't do nothing pleasing to God till we get saved. Amen. All our works is dead works till we get saved. But once we get saved, praise God, then there are living works under Christ Jesus, our Savior. Bless His holy name. And He says, are you so foolish that having begun in the Spirit, you're now made perfect by the flesh? We know better than that because our flesh ain't perfect. Our flesh, your flesh, my flesh, it'll let us down before the day's over. And it's almost finished. Amen. Ain't a whole lot of it left before you pillow your head night, your flesh will let you down. You'll do something, you'll say something, you'll think something that you oughtn't even think, you oughtn't even do before the day's over. Amen. That's just what we do. He said, that's why we're not saved by the flesh, praise God. We're kept by the Spirit of God that lives in us. Amen. If you need help tonight, I won't say there's a helper in the Spirit. And it's through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. He said, if we believe, he said, have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He said, if we're going through all the things that we suffer, and we don't know nothing about tribulation. We've never suffered tribulation in this world. Us as Christians, we don't know what tribulation is. You say, well, preacher, you know, I get sick, I hurt, I got pain. Sure we do. But that's not tribulation. Amen. It's not persecution. Praise God. There's people in the world that's suffering for Christ's sake. Amen. Because they want to have one page of the Word of God. Over in China, they're being cast into work camp, praise God, because they was caught with one page of the Word of God. Amen. And we think about persecution. We're not persecuted, but they were. But he said, praise God, the Spirit of God works miracles in our lives. He said, he therefore that ministered you the Spirit and work of miracles among you, doth he it by the works of law or by the hearing of faith? He said, how you get in? How do we see the hand of God move? He says, is it by works? He said, or is it by faith? Hey man, everything I ask for, praise God, I ask in faith, believing that I might receive. Amen. What's wrong with us today is we ask without believing and we don't receive. Amen. But when we ask, believe, and praise God, God is on hand, amen, to hear and answer our prayers. To save us, praise God, by His marvelous word, so that we can see the fulfillment of the promises of God right before our eyes. God makes us promises just like He did Him. And He said, He goes in here and He begins to break us down through Father Abraham. He said, even as Abraham believed God, it was counted him for righteousness. Why? Because he believed God. Amen. How was Abraham righteous? Because he's a good man. Because he worked the works. Huh? No, he was a righteous, praise God, because he believed God. In other words, he had faith in God. It made him a righteous man. It was counted, put on his account as righteousness that he believed God. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe God? Amen. I mean, I'm talking about this old King James Bible. Do you believe it? I believe it. I believe every dot and tittle, praise God. It's the absolute perfect Word of God. Yeah. Amen. It's God breathed. It's God speaking to me. It's God speaking to you. Praise God. It's God telling us what He'd have us to have. Bless His holy name. He said it was accounted to Him for righteousness. Praise the Lord. Verse 8, He says in the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Amen. Preaching before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. I got hold of that the other night. I was sitting up there in the stand. I thought, glory be to God. He said, God preached the gospel to Abraham. Amen. We think of the gospel as something new. Amen. We think gospel is the New Testament. The Bible said, glory be to God. God preached the gospel to Abraham. Amen. That good news, praise God, from another world, praise God, to the saving of souls. Bless His holy name. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. He's talking about those that believe in Lord Jesus Christ. See, He said there's some promises out there. And God is fulfilling His promises to get us to our promises. The ones He's got for us. The one He's given to us. Praise God to help us along the way. He says, for as many are the words, works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of law, do them. He said, if you're going to live by your works, you got to do all your works have to be perfect. Everything you have, everything you do, praise, a lot of people believe they're just going to be good enough to get in. Hello? They're going to be good enough to get into heaven. One day they're going to be good enough, and one day they're just going to march on in. You know, they're going to just work their way up to the top of the mountain. That's what some of the religions believe, that they're going to work their way around that road to the top of the mountain, and then they're just going to leap off into glory. Amen? I've got a rude awakening for them. They may work their way around to the top of that mountain, but praise God, they're going to be stuck on top of that mountain with nowhere to go. And they're going to stand before a just God and give an account of everything they've done. Amen? And He's going to look at them and say, depart from me, I never knew you. What a sad thing to say. What a sad thing to hear. But He said, if we're going to live by the law, we're going to live by work, then we've got to live by it completely. But He said, no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Amen? No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident for the just shall live by what? Faith. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you have faith? Hello? Amen. Do you have faith?
Amen.
Amen. What's your faith in? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the only thing that we can have faith in. That's the only thing that the Bible says is steadfast and sure. It's the only thing we can, when we come into hard places, come into hard times, come into difficult situations, praise God, He's the only one we can trust in.
Amen.
Amen. He said, the just shall live by faith. He didn't say just might. Hello? He's talking about those that's been justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We've been made just as if we never sinned, but we did. So our advocate with the Father, praise God, He's pleaded our case. He said, you know what? They've trusted in the blood that was shed on Calvary. And it's been applied to their life. And now they're living in faith in that shed blood of Jesus. That covers a multitude of sins. Praise God. Amen. Bless His name. And it said, the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Amen. The law is not by faith. The law is by works. And if you're going to live by the law, you got to live by every step of the law. Every aspect of the law has to be fulfilled. It amazes me, the nation of Israel, amen, is living under the law, but they're not doing what God told them to do under the law. They've been removed and brought back, but praise God, they're not doing what God told them they had to do in order to live under the law while they're waiting on the Messiah. Amen. So how do they justify their relationship with God? Amen. Through the work, but their works ain't going to pay out. Their works is not going to be enough. But it's an amazing thing, praise God. I got the God's chosen people ministry. I got a work going with them, praise God. We take and we support them every month. And we got there's a work that's going on in that little nation of Israel that's unreal. Jews that are coming to the saving knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ, becoming Messianic Jews, praise God, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen. They're not looking for Him to come the first time. They're looking for Him to come again. They're realizing that it was their people that crucified Him on a cross of Calvary. They're realizing that it was them, their self, praise God, their sins that crucified the Savior. Brother Mitch has given them books. It's called Isaiah 53. Amen. And they say, did you know the Jew won't even read Isaiah 53? They can't make no sense out of it, so they leave it out. Don't even allow it to be read in the synagogue. Because they don't know who they're talking about, this man. They can't figure it out. Said a little lady one time was trying to lead this Jewish fellas to the Lord. And they was on a plane ride and they was going, and she got to trying to tell him about the Lord. And he said, I just don't understand. So she reached under and got her Bible out of her purse, out of her bag, and she opened it up and she read it to Isaiah 53. She said, now do you understand? And he scratched his head. Said, no, I don't understand. I don't understand what it's talking. So she started all over at verse 1 again, and she read it again. She asked him, said, do you understand? I don't understand. This is the devout Jew. She read it to him again and again and again. Amen. Every time she had said, now do you understand? She said, praise God. And a little while after she had read it, many, many, many times, praise God, all of a sudden his eyes lit up, tears began to flow. He said, I know who he is. Amen. Glory be to God. And he got saved by God. I'm talking about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Looking for a promise. Praise God. And he found him. Praise the Lord. That's what happens when you're saved and born again into the family of God. Praise the Lord. We find them. Men that doeth them shall live in them. Verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus, he that knew no sin, became sin for us. Amen. Never knew, didn't know sin. He knew what sin was. Amen. But he never sinned. You know why? Because he's always talking to his heavenly Father. Every morning you find he was talking to heavenly Father. Every day he was talking to his heavenly Father. And his heavenly Father was leading him through this world that we live in. Praise God. So he come out clean and pure and righteous. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. How do we get that help in us? It's through the promise. Through faith. Amen. That through the Spirit, through faith, believe and praise God, we receive the promise of God. Amen. That's promise fulfilled. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 16? He said, I must go away. He said, I'll pray the Father. And he'll send you another Comforter. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'll send you someone that'll be there for you and he'll dwell in you. And he'll help you, praise God. So that Spirit, praise the Lord, the promise of the Spirit. He said, brethren, I speak therefore the manner of men, though it be not be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now I want you to notice something right here. He said, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Amen. Now Abraham, the promises were made before the law. Amen. It wasn't what Abraham did. It was who he had faith in that made the difference. Praise the Lord. And Abraham, and now to Abraham and to his seed were the promise made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. In other words, he said, because of faith, praise God, Abraham became that mighty nation. He received the promises of God. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years, watch this, after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. The Bible says that God made a promise to Abraham 430 years before the giving of the law. Amen. Said, not a works that he has done. But it was a promise that God made to him. He said, your seed will be as the stars in the sky and the sands of the sea. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says Abraham believed God. Praise God. Amen. Can you imagine him being almost 100 years old, Sarah being way past childbearing years, She said, he said, honey, said, God doesn't reveal to him. Praise God. He said, our children, our seed's going to be like the stars in heaven and the sand on the seashore for multitude. Can you imagine that old cootie went there and told her that? That's probably what she thought. She thought, you old coot, you done lost your mind. You done got senile. You an old man, I'm an old woman, way past childbearing years. But praise God, through faith, Abraham said, well, all I can tell you, praise God, you better start knitting a blanket. Getting you a basket, because that, praise God, God's going to bless. Amen. I wonder what happened if we went ahead and just got started, amen, just receiving the promise, knowing the promise is going to be fulfilled. Christ Jesus, our Savior, bless His holy name. Glory to God. But He confirmed the promise. He said, for if the inheritance be of the law, is no more promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Amen. I want to say God's made us some promises too. He's made us some promises. He said, wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Amen. The seed, what was the seed? He tells us in Galatians 4 and 4, he said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of woman, made under the law, praise God. Amen. That He might have mastery of the law. That He would fulfill the law. That He would fulfill the promise. Amen. Praise God, we got a promise fulfilling God. Praise the Lord that we serve today. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, the mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is. Praise God. He goes on down verse, let's go down verse 22. He said, but the Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Amen. The Scriptures it's recorded as all under sin. Man, all sin comes short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Amen. But He said He because of our sin, praise God, He gave us a promise that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Who you believe in today? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's our only hope. Without Him, we don't have any. He said, but before faith came, we were kept under law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The schoolmaster pointed us to where we need to go. Jesus came along and He was the way. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. But I said, after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Amen. When we have come along, praise God, we're not trusting ourselves, we're not trusting our work, we're trusting a Savior. Amen. Through faith, believing that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. The lost. Save us, praise God. He said, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. What are you wearing today? Amen. If you're wearing Christ, praise God, people are seeing on you. Amen. He said, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. That's why we call each other brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise God. You ladies are my sisters. You fellas are my brothers, praise God. Amen. In Christ Jesus. And we're all one in Him. Praise the Lord. We're somebody going somewhere with a promise. Promise fulfilled. He said, if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So He said, there's the fulfillment of the promise. That Abraham, He said, if you be in Christ, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, He said, then you're of the seed of Abraham. You're Abraham's seed. What does that mean? It means that we believed in faith like faithful Abraham. Amen. Amen. Means we're all in the same family, praise God. See, God knew what He's talking about. He said, as the stars in the skies, praise God, and as the sand of the seas. He said, in the spiritual realm, praise God, these brothers and sisters done gone on. He said, in the physical world, we've got brothers and sisters all around us. Praise God. He said, I can see Abraham looking around now. He said, glory be to God, Sarah, I told you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. But we see the promises that He made. Praise God. But if you'll look in 2 Thessalonians, we're just going to march through here tonight. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. How God begins to speak of this blessed promise that He had. Some will get in and some won't. Some will partake of the promise and some will reject the promise. But praise God, I like the promise so much I'm just going to receive it in myself. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, he said, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because of your faith groweth exceedingly, that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." He said, how do you know that you're saved? Because you love the brethren. Amen. Paul said, I'm looking down here and I see them lining up and loving each other. Charity, love, and action, praise God, taking place all around you in Thessalonica. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and your faith and faith in all your persecution, tribulations that you endure. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Amen. That things that you endure, persecutions, tribulations that you endure, which is manifest, verse 5, of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. But now watch this. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Amen. Praise God. He said that God will recompense tribulation. Amen. To them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Amen. Glory be God. Just take confidence, children. In a little while, ain't going to be a shout and a trump. We're going to go out of here, praise God, to be with the Lord. And with Him, we will come back to rule and reign. Praise God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, we're going away, but we're coming back. Amen. We're going out of here with a shout and a trump. Well, we're going to come back in glory and splendor to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back from heaven with His mighty angels. Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Now, this is the sad part. After the promises that God has made and He's laid out for, He said, there's people that still would be caught in unbelief, not believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. How did I say that Abraham got in? By God preaching the gospel. Amen. God preached the gospel to him and he got saved. Praise God. He believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. Bless His holy name. He said that in verse 9, he said, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction? Now watch this. This is the two saddest statements in the Bible. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Could you imagine everlasting destruction being taken away from the very presence of the Lord? To never be able to recognize and realize that every day, never be in the presence of the Lord again, never feel the presence of God again. Be moaning and groaning and crying and pleading in the region of the damned. Amen. God, oh God, help. Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. We'll never get to see the mighty hand of God moving again. Never get to see God moving in performing the miracles that He performed day after day after day that we take so lightly. Amen. In our faith. Praise God, He said, the glory of His power we'll never see. He said, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe in that day. Amen. In that day when they all believe. He said, why would they believe? Because in parentheses, it says, because our testimony among you was believed. Amen. He said, you believed what we had to say when we preached the gospel. got saved, born again. He said, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To those who are born again, but to those who are lost and undone without God, just a looking for of fiery indignation. God help. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to know the Lord, but to die and go to hell lost without Him? In 2 Peter chapter 3. I know there's a lot of scripture tonight, but I just want to lay this out here and show you this promise that God's given us that's fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter's writing to him. This is his second epistle. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days," now watch this, "scoffers walking after their own lusts." We see it all around us today. Scoffers, backbiters, talking about, you know, calling us Bible thumpers, disregarding, disrespecting the people and the God of the people. We see it all around today. And saying, where is the promise of His coming? You know what the problem is? They're not looking for Him to come. But I'm afraid the church is in the same state today. We're not looking for Jesus to come. That's the promise. If we're not looking for Him to come at any moment, then we're going to miss the promise. I don't know, did anybody watch the news today? Anybody see what happened today? The President of the United States, our President, declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel today. Amen. And he said, we're in the works now to see about establishing our embassy in Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. You know what that means? That means it's just about finished. Amen. Praise God. I can just see in my mind's eye. And they're talking on the media, and the media is playing this thing. And they're saying, well, you know, it's going to take years and years to do this. Because they have to find property, and they have to find architects, and they have to find, you know, all these things have to come into play before they can make this happen. And the whole world is against it. Nobody seems to want this to take place. But God does. Amen. But let me just fast forward for you. Amen. Brother Ralph was over a few weeks ago during Thanksgiving. Amen. You have that on your phone. If you want to pass this around, the government knows it. The news media probably knows it. There's the land that they're going to build the embassy on. It's already been purchased. Amen. It's already there. It's already available. That's the land where the embassy is going to be built. Amen? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to see it? Amen. Pass it back to there, Brother Scott. Let them see that. Uh-oh. Well, what's left of it? Amen? But now let me, is it still on there? But now let me give you the Paul Harvey version. They say, well, we don't have the land. Well, we've got the land. So we've got to get an architect. We've got an architect. Amen. Gershom Solomon told Ralph, he said, God told me. We got to meet him. Gershom Solomon said, God told me that I'm going to set the foundation, the cornerstones for the third temple. Amen. Could it be? Now listen, could it be? Well, let me read you a verse of scripture first. I don't get ahead of myself. Amen. So we see what Peter's doing. He's pointing us in a way, and he said there's going to be fiery indignation. Verse 10 of 2 Peter chapter 3 said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Who for? Those that's lost. We're going to know He's coming with a shout of trumpet. We're going out of here. Amen. How do you know? Because we're looking for, you don't look for a thief and a robber. Amen. Praise God, you're waiting, expecting. When somebody's coming, that's not a thief and a robber. Amen. But he said, in which the heavens shall melt, pass away, and great noise, and the elements shall melt, the fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing that that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? He said, it's time to get saved. Amen. Yeah. He said, if you're out, you better get in. If you're lost, you better get found. Amen. Praise God. Because Jesus is coming. Praise the Lord. Looking forward, hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Now that day of God and the day of Christ, that's two different things. Jesus is coming, praise God, but God Almighty is going to pour out vengeance on a wicked world, an ungodly world. But verse 13 said, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. He said, we're not looking for it, praise God. We're looking for a new heaven and a new earth. We're looking for a different place. What kind of place is it? It tells us about that place in Hebrews chapter 11. The Bible said, by faith, verse 8, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Now watch this. And by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Amen. He said, but then he goes on in verse 13. Well, verse 12 talks about the offspring. He said, therefore spring there even of one of him, and him as good as dead, his old age, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. But verse 13, he said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were pilgrims and strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. They was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. But can you just imagine, as we see this and this statement's been made, we done started the steps. This is like a roller coaster. It started moving. Amen. And there'll be ups and downs, but praise God, God Almighty's in charge. And could you just imagine, they've got the property. Brother Ralph Sexton, he knows everybody over there. So he that's how he knows this. He knows magistrates and all the council and everything of Jerusalem. They're friends of his. So he knows things. But could you imagine if he got a phone call? Him and Gershom Solomon are friends. He's supposed to be coming over here if his health will allow it. But can you imagine? Word gets out and Gershom said, you know what? He said, we've got a drawing that we could share with you. Saving's a little bit of time. And oh, by the way, you know, Donald Trump's son-in-law is a Jew. Amen? He's a Jew. He's over there now talking to people. And they say, oh, by the way, we'll give you the drawing, and we've even got the corners already made up. Amen? Glory be to God. You know what? We're gone. Amen? You say, preacher, it's the promise, young'uns. The promise being fulfilled, right? I know I've given you a lot of Scripture tonight, but it's all part of the promise being fulfilled right before our eyes. It's the promise that Abraham was looking for, and they saw it afar off. Praise God. I want to say there's a promise that God's given us. Amen. He said, I'm a builder, a city whose builder and maker is God. He said, we look for a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God. And we look for a glorious city. John the Revelator said, coming down from heaven, from God out of heaven. Amen. It was unique to heaven, but it was separate. Praise God. It was a place designed for those designed for that place. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying it's a promise fulfilled. And we are in the church age that are living to see the fulfillment of the life steps of the journey. Amen. Abraham looked for it. Abraham longed for it. But I believe, Brother Rex, that we and our children and our grandchildren are going to get to see it. But we got to be ready. Amen. We got to be looking. And if we're ready and we're looking, looking to see, praise God, we'll see the promise fulfilled. I'm already seeing it in my life. Amen. He's fulfilled a promise in my life to save me and keep me, to lead me, guide me, direct me, and show me the way. And praise God, now I can see it. It's getting better all the time. Amen. I'm looking for a city, a place so spectacular that my mind can't even comprehend. I'm talking about a place where I pull up and those gates of pearl. Amen. The streets of gold, as it were, transparent glass. Amen. Gold, Brother Don, so pure that you can see through it. See, pure gold, amen, with no defilement in it, is pure. Amen. It's like the fellow who died, and he wanted to grant him one wish. And he had a big old sack of gold. And he said, my one wish is I could take this with me when I die. I don't have words and words, for I don't want to leave it behind. And they said, okay, so you take it with you. So he got up there and said he pulled up there to the gates, and he pulled up there to the gates and said he had that sack of gold. And he said, what you got there? And he opened it up. He looked, he said, pavement. Well, come on in. Amen. Praise God. Pavement. Glory be to God. God owns it all. But he said he's fulfilled a promise. Praise God. He said it's not of works that we've done, but it's through Jesus Christ our Lord that we are partakers. You're partakers in the promise. So just keep looking up, lift up your heads. Praise God. Listen, when things happened last November a year ago in the election, there was people all over the world went, amen. But they didn't know that God was going to take a man that didn't have enough sense to just get out there and do what he said he'd do. Amen. And he is. And people can't imagine, they can't believe it. They can't understand what's happening. But you know what I believe it is? I believe it's the mighty hand of God saying, you know what, youngins, we're finishing this thing up. But listen, let me ask you, is this serious? I know how. Are you saved? Are you ready to go? Because it could take a shout and a trump at any minute. Because when they start building that third temple, we're gone. Amen? We are out of here. So we need to be ready and looking up. Because I believe it's coming, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. God knows, but He's given us a little peek in the book to show us, praise the Lord, just to be ready, because He is coming, amen, and we're going.